Blog Talk Radio.
It is Sunday. Right out of the gate.
Yes, it is Sunday.
The 4th, yes. Thank you. Well, at least we had a laugh right at the beginning. October the 4th, 2015. My name is Granton Taylor Hughes from my show, The Granton Taylor Hughes Show. Each week, my guest host is Gabriella Foster. Hi, Gabriella. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you, Grantham. And I'm glad we have the date correct. That's always promising.
Yeah, that's a promising start, right? Well, I was actually distracted because I was there was some discussion today about cartography. So people now will leave the studio audience and the audience that I have in terms of the discussion of map making, correct? And I'm always saying, well, you need a start, you know, in terms of what cosmology are you in? What worldview or the called the Weltanschauung that you have? The Weltanschauung. It looks like Weltanschauung, but it's a Weltanschauung. It's a worldview that you have, not only politically, but cosmologically. So there are problems with it, because there's the one they teach in school. If people go to Wikipedia, they would see what is known as the Mercator projection. There was a gentleman by the name of Gerardus Mercator, Mercator, I think it's Mercator. He was a cartographer about 450 years ago, all right, who had the Mercator projection. Any type of map is called a projection for cartographer aficionados, so they call it a projection. All right, if people look at the Mercator projection online or Wikipedia picture, you see the side view of the Earth landmass, and people know my view. They've heard me talk about the azimuthal equidistant projection of the United Nations logo and their flag, all right? So my view of the United Nations logo is pertinent to my discussions because, in my opinion, that controversy over the Mercator projections and the and what is known as the Arno-Peter projection of 1969, which is controversial, but I think closer associated to the EPS, the azimuthal equidistant projection, because if people look on the Arno-Peter projection, it looks like the proportions of the land, of the countries is more accurate than the Mercator projection, which is a side view of the Earth, okay? And so is the Peter projection, too. Peter's projection is a side view, but it is more drawn up towards the top, what would be considered, if you think of the Earth as a ball issue. I'm going to have to, hang on one second, maybe you can.
Sure. I can fill in the space.
Okay, I'm back.
And
sorry.
Hopefully our host will be returning shortly.
Yes.
Hello.
Sorry for that lull. I had to change a shirt because it was hot. Okay.
I'm sure candid, everybody appreciated that information.
Yeah, unnecessary. What's that called? Useless information.
TMI. Yeah.
Oh,
TMI.
That's too much information. And then they have useless information too. All right, so in terms of this whole discussion, my opinion is if you use the UN projections, which is the azimuthal equidistant projection, where you have the landmass at the very top, or just a landmass in a more circular form in reference to logic, in terms of language. For instance, most people's vernacular or their conditioning is to think that we're on a ball, okay? In my opinion, it's platonic. The platonic view is we're in a DNA universe. It's just like physical bodies are DNA, so it's as above, so below. But then people get in the argument, well, what does the physical body have to do with the universe? Well, there you have it. See, there's a discussion that gets philosophical, too. But the premise of the whole thing, in my opinion, is to get it as accurate as possible. So that's why when I was viewing the UN maps years ago, I was wondering, what is this logo they're showing? So when I did investigation and found that they were more prone to agreeing with the DNA universe in terms of the landmass grouped, it would appear to be the top of the Earth as a ball. But if you, upon further investigation, people will look this up and see the picture. When you look at the F, you'll find that Antarctica is a ring of ice around the oceans, and then you have the landmass in the middle. Now, the UN logo doesn't show that. In my opinion, they left that off so it wouldn't be that controversial. But they did take that position of the landmass because it was a Platonic paradigm in terms of the spindle of necessity of Appendix 2 of the Republic, the book called The Republic by Plato. All right. So the Platonic view is that the universe is a spindle of necessity, which is a, on the weaver's whorl, and I've explained this before, there's a wooden peg, and the weaver would put his thread around this wooden peg, and he would spin it around, and then there was a wooden hook at the top, and then that wooden hook would be wrapped around that hook to hold the thread in place on the whorl, which was a stone at the bottom, and whorl means weight. And the stone was the weight that held the weaver's whorl in place, the weaver's whorl, W-H-O-R-L. So Plato was attempting to use that as an analogy of the universe of being a multiple helical structure, and we know that as deoxyribonucleic acid, as DNA, in our genetic codes and all this discussion about geneticism presently, or genetics. All right, So this whole discussion is important because the UN map parallels with the Platonic view, whereas the Mercator projection or the Peter projection are prone to the Ptolemaic ball issue. However, the Peter projection, 1970, is moving more towards the F view, in reference to seeing the countries, you get everybody confused when you say planets, but I meant countries are sort of drawn up towards the top of the Ptolemaic ball issue. So does that make any sense, or does it sound completely, professorially in a classroom type thing?
Maybe you could go through it again. When you say companies are drawn up to the top, maybe you can explain how you meant that happens.
Right. In terms of, see, the argument that they have in a between the Peter projection, the Peter's projection is called, and the Mercator projection, is that they're saying that the misproportionate of the countries. There's a misproportion of the countries, and having said that, you can take a look at that, and see the if you take a look at both of those projections, you'll see a distinctive difference in the views of the maps. In other words, on the Mercator projection, it shows Greenland being larger than Africa, but it's really 14 times smaller. See, so they were considering there was a political agenda, or either later. I don't know if there was one in 1569. I haven't done enough investigation to see if they were politically motivated to make third world countries smaller. But recently, in 1969, when they came out with the Peter projection, they took this position that it was based upon the third world countries being lesser, and they made the countries smaller that way in terms of mapping. I don't know if that's a really – I think there was a discussion about it, but in reference to cartographers, I don't know if they're if they're politically motivated that way. I don't know. I can't really say. I think it's a frivolous argument because, in my opinion, they're not close to the proper mapping anyway, because they're doing a completely different paradigm from the Platonic to the Ptolemaic. So I have a problem with that because they're leaving out a lot of details. You see what I mean?
Excuse me for interrupting, but I tend to agree with you. I don't think it was so political back then because a lot of these countries weren't known about back in 1569, and I think it was a lack of information, basically, is why it happened. That's all. They didn't have the capability of studying the actual sizes of the land mass. They were, going about by very, very slow ships, and they couldn't see anything from any great distance from above or anything like that. So I think it was just from a lack of having the technical capabilities, technical abilities to do things. So that's my opinion.
Yeah. Well, even from the standpoint of when you say from above, you're taking pictures, but those pictures are erroneous too, in my opinion, because they're pretty much controlled by NASA, and they'll do fix pictures, they doctor the pictures, because when they get above the Earth a certain distance, they're seeing a lot of land, more land mass, and they don't understand the whole concept.
Well, I
they don't have a frame of reference.
I don't know why there are other countries are taking pictures. Maybe there are other countries the same as ours or not. So I guess that's a good question.
Okay. Well, what I'm saying is, if you go with the F, if you go with the land mass where it looks like it's at the top of a ball, but it really is just a land mass, the way that the land mass is. We didn't have anything to scale it to, and you were going on the azimuthal equidistant projection of the United Nations. If you look at what is known, longitude means long lines. It doesn't necessarily mean wrapping around a ball necessarily. So you see these longitude lines going out in all the different directions to where? You see what I mean? Their cartography lines that are being measured in some other area. You see what I mean? And they're centering in the middle of the Earth as sort of like a target. You see what I mean? Why is Earth being targeted? I don't know, other than the fact that we're here having this discussion. But then when they show us different maps, I think they offer some give vent to some explanation. You see what I mean? In terms of a lively discussion about cartography, when in reference to answer the hard questions, I'm saying, why isn't the United Nations map the map they teach about? But they're not doing that. They're doing this Mercator projection, Peter projection. I don't know what they're dealing in schools right now. I need to look that up and do more research. But what I'm saying is, my opinion that they're not accurate in reference to that school of thought. But again, if you take a position in that school of thought, which one do you want to do? I'm a Platonist in terms of the cosmology and geography rendering, because I'm prone to believing what the United Nations was trying to do in the 1940s. See, I think they were more accurate in terms of the information. They were moving to a better paradigm. A truer paradigm, in my opinion. I think these other things are derivative. Again, it's a case for discussion and questioning and looking at it closely, because there's best evidence in these pictures. See, the pictures show a best evidence rendering in reference to measured by professional cartographers. And I actually took the F to a professional cartographer years ago, and they didn't really understand what it was. So we had a long discussion about it, and they agreed with what I was saying, but there's not a lot of information on it. See, because all the people from the original United Nations meeting at Bretton Woods was a first United Nations meeting where they created the banking system at that time, or at least the government banking system, not the true banking private sector, the public sector, but the private sector in terms of government banks was created in 1944. And that was when they they introduce this logo by the United Nations. But then most of the people have passed, and because they were elder statesmen at that time, and now there's really not much discussion about it. I think maybe they're starting to have some discussion in different places. I would really like to see that, because in my opinion, it's more complete, or moving towards the more of the true rendering of the imageries that we're dealing with on a daily basis. And that's why I brought it up today, is because, again, what are we dealing with in terms of the politic of the landmass? What is it? I mean, what does it look like? What is the measurement of the cosmos? This type of thing, instead of going on what appears to be, I'm saying what appears to be propaganda, but I think they're doing the level best in terms of explanation. You can see it can be very complex and very, that most people are uninterested in it. This is stuff you do in a classroom, and people really aren't interested in paying much attention to it. They want to be entertained. They're out of school. They're really not interested in the mapping of the universe. Say they're really, really not interested in that. I mean, they could be if it was, I think, leading more towards the truth. That's why I think people like my show. There is these lively discussions about questioning things like I'm presenting today in terms of they show these maps, but how false are they? When they've shown that the Mercator projection is not as true as the Peter projection 400 years later. You see, I mean, the Peter projection was 1967, so approximately 400 years later, 397 years later, they actually revised the Mercator projection according to that group. Arno Peter and a gentleman named Gale, too. It's called the Gale-Arno projection, and they shortened it to the Peter projection. All right, or Gale, Arno Peter is the last name of these two guys. Yeah, go ahead.
Mercator British?
Mercator was, no, he was Flemish. He was from,
okay.
He was a Flemish geographer and a cart and map writer from 1569. Mm-hmm. So he was, you know, Central European I don't know if there was a political motivation. It was made for circumnavigating the Earth in terms of the ability to nautical movement going through the cylindrical projection, parallels and meridians of the Earth and those types, the marine navigation it's called. So the mariners needed to have a map and not do the pioneering type work, which they claim Columbus was doing a lot of that at one time, but then he got it really wrong in terms of his whole life. He thought he found India. That's why he called the natives there Indians. And not until 40 years later when Vespucci went and found it and declared a different continent. And see, that's controversial too. There's a lot of discussion about that because Vespucci declared that there was a different landmass, whereas Columbus claimed he found India. So which was true? Well, we would say, well, Amerigo Vespucci, which America is named after, was more accurate, correct? Because then now we have a map of America. But prior to that time, you only had the eastern continents. They conclude the Europe part of the Western continents according to Mercator projection. But I'm just saying they didn't have that Western continents to, you know, South America and North America. They didn't have that part of the mapping at that time. See, I mean, now all of a sudden, past around the early 1500s, prior to the Mercator projection, around 1540 was, I think, Vespucci, somewhere there, and therein lies, prior to that time, you didn't have those continents over there on the maps. So you see that's rather interesting too, regarding a discovery of more landmass, and that's my opinion. There's even more landmass But then there goes the controversy over the F in regard to Antarctica being the ring of ice. If you look at that, because it does, it circles the azimuth. If you look up in Wikipedia, azimuthal equidistant projection, you'll see Antarctica is a ring of ice around the landmass called Earth in the middle. In my opinion, that ice, there are passages through that sometimes. It's in motion. This is not stationary stuff. That there are land masses that move about and there haven't been discovered. Admiral Byrd found other land masses, but it was hushed up by the United Statesians, the government of the United States of America, because America is a continent, the government is the United States, and they hushed it up because really they didn't want to bother with it. It was hard enough to annex the other continents and get that into the world order, so to speak, that we have today. So there's a lot of controversy in reference to that. I think most of the time things are sometimes a hidden agenda because they don't know how to deal with it. They don't have a concept for it. I don't really take an adversarial view of these issues. I take more of a political agenda in reference to how are you going to manage it. You see, it's already difficult in terms of the world issues that they have today in terms of attempting to get peace on Earth, so to speak, because it's anything but in reference to the economic demolition issues, because it's about a matter of monetary issues, and if you're not turning a profit, then you got to get rid of the stuff that you build. So these are very controversial issues that need to be discussed, but there's not a lot that is being discussed sometimes. I don't know what's going on in the universities with some of these things. I do sit in and listen to some of the discussions and what have you. But I think as a whole, there isn't really much movement outside of the traditions. Okay, and because of that, I think we're missing a lot of the truth in the matters. And what does that do for us? Well, the closer you are to truth and accuracy, in my opinion, you're going to have, back to the as above, so below, you'll have more accuracy and more interest when people are attempting to give the information. In other words, if there is a hidden agenda, and I don't really believe that, I just think that people don't really have an interest when it's pulled too far away from accuracy. See, in other words, my opinion in this discussion of Mercator projection versus Peter projections is too far away from the truth. There's no discussion about, well, I don't think there is. I heard that there was some discussions about the azimuthal equidistant projection, but I'm not certain of that. There was rumors given to me. I have to do more research in that, and I apologize for not having done it. It's about being busy and these sorts of things. But what I'm saying is I'm inferring that there really isn't that the F isn't drawn into these discussions, and so therefore people are not interested when they're dealing with a lot of remplissage and fluff, things that are really far away from accuracy. And see, that's why I think people aren't stimulated to the information they're taught in schools, because it's too traditional, it's too far from the accuracy point, to the center point, or closely related to the accuracy. And I think people are concerned about that. Yeah, in terms of students. Students are uninterested because they really don't get close enough to the truth in the matter. I know that's subjective in terms of philosophical views of what's truth and what's right and what's wrong and all these things in terms of what we're trying to move towards, okay, in terms of the accuracy. But so, in other words, the entertainment of certain questions, or if you can't even create a question that would be closer to accuracy. And you see, all these things are relative in terms of my opinion of what's accurate and what have you. But at least I'm showing best evidence to something that I don't think they're engaging in terms of the United Nations information. And even the UN people don't really understand some of this discussion. They know the logo's there, but is it for a decoration, or is there some accuracy involved with it? See, that's the key issue here. And my opinion is there lies, if you look it up in Wikipedia, you're going to see a cartographer rendering of the United Nations logo. See, it exists. So what is it? Does it lend itself to explanation? I don't know. I mean, the discussions I've had in terms of it being much more land mass out there that is relative to these the land we call the soil, the earth, or dry land versus the wet, the water, okay? So is there more dry land than earth? Well, they call it the planets. I call it planet. When, if you see planet, you could use the long A and call it a planet. And now you're getting on this whole idea of the Trismegistus flat earth issue of ancient times. And I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying more of a DNA universe, not a flat surface at all. So that would be trying to interject that into the discussion about, what do you mean, the flat earth society type thing. I'm not saying that, and not even close to that in reference to, but I'm saying there's more land mass. You see what I mean? Is it different planets? My opinion, that's the Ptolemaic view. I'm not, or Ptolemaic slash Copernicus, but there's quite a few years separating those two. But it's the ball issue, you know, the spherical idea of Star Trek and all this business of, in my opinion, to further the inaccurate Matrix. Let's put it that way. When they talk about that movie, The Matrix, well, they weren't accurate with that either, because you're just seeing a lot of information I think is inaccurate. Did you have any questions before we get down to me rambling on for 30 minutes?
I think it was an interesting presentation, because I think it bears to light what a lot of people don't think about, is that, you know, everybody thinks they know where everything is and how large everything is, how far apart it is, and not only do they probably not have all the accurate information on it, but things move all the time. So
yeah, that's true. That's always interesting too, as well. Mm-hmm. The motion of things. Maybe more extreme than we think sometimes, but then again, we like the idea of keeping things stationary and not so much in motion. It concerns people. That's why the physicists get into the laws of motion and what have you. There's a great concern about all these things, of getting some sort of handle on what they consider as reality. See, just like the map makers, they always say the map is not the territory, but it is in our minds. I mean, we think of the graphic illustration, and that's how we create an image in the way we think. So the maps are very important in terms of getting some kind of grounding in reference to an image that we can attach to. Like when we think of the earth, well, we think of those land masses that we were taught in school. But then what was shown to us? Was it false? How true was it? Okay, it's still a matter of how accurate is it? Is it, like I said earlier, is it away from the truth so far that it's not interesting to you? See, I think people know when they're being lied to, or not necessarily lied to, but when it's too far away from the truth, and then their questions can't be answered if they question it. You see what I mean? So that's why I think people aren't stimulated to education, is because it gets too far from the center, so to speak. And they know it is, and then the teachers are not going to allow for their questioning to be drawn closer to the truth if they have a question like an app or the UN information, you see what I mean? And then they don't want to entertain it. So when they say, well, that's not relevant, when it is, you see, in my opinion, everything's relevant, and there should be discussion of it if somebody has a question. Okay, we're getting down to the last minute of the show, and thanks for letting me waffle on. I was struggling because I eat before the show. I'm digesting, and sometimes it's a struggle for me. So it sounds like I'm probably struggling. I apologize. Okay, and Gabriella, thank you for being on the show each week. I appreciate it, and I appreciate your comments today. Yeah. Okay.
What's that? No, I know we're right at the end, so I didn't want to take up time, that's all.
Well, that's right. Now I got to kill like 10 seconds, right? Which seems like an eternity when you're on the show, right? All right, it's Grantham Taylor Hughes for my show each week. I'll see you next week. Have a great week, and goodbye for now.